I didn't really get involved professionally, and so it just sort of automatically happened, and not only by chance, but by need. Here I was out of school, had absolutely no money at all, couldn't afford anything, I was driving an old wreck of a car, and my chance to work with Dick Bach at Pacific Jazz Records was my first, really my first serious job. And it's also my most fun job that I've ever had. I've done many other jobs. I worked at libraries, I worked at fountain pen factories, I worked at all kinds of, just to get through school. And I worked at a wallpaper place one summer. All that was good experience for me, though. Nothing was bad. Anyway, now I was being paid to take pictures and design covers, and other record companies saw these and liked them a lot. And there was, coincidentally, there was a wonderful thing that happened. Not only was this jazz enjoying an upward cycle, just like all the arts, they go through cycles, and everybody wanted jazz, and a lot of young jazz musicians were coming forward, a lot of old jazz musicians were getting re-recognized. And so that phenomenon, along with the invention of the long-playing record and stereophonic sound, was a big, big boom. So every record company was just frantically recording everybody and everything, both classical and jazz and pop. And so all of a sudden, every record company needed an art director, they needed photographs, and it was a big boom period. And so other record companies started hiring me, and then magazines started calling me. And I did record companies for virtually every record company in going, from the biggest to the smallest, and from pop artists to classical people, because I love the music and I got a good reputation for doing it. And at one point, Dick Bach said he wished I wouldn't work for other record companies. I saw that coming, and I didn't want to be limited because I saw things were happening. I got a couple of jobs for shooting for Life magazine, very small jobs. I was just a stringer, as they call them. But I knew that it would open up other things and allow me to be more creative. So Dick Bach bought my partnership out, which gave me my first big piece of money I ever had in my life. I immediately went out and bought a new Ford convertible. And that was my first set of wheels that I could really enjoy, especially in California where you need a car. And then I just started photographing all kinds of people, got all kinds of assignments, and it was really quite a wonderful period for me.